Yeah, no, that's good. And one thing that you talked about earlier, and it's interesting, so I'm reading a book right now that I'm really enjoying. It's called Be Excellent at Anything. It's by this guy, Tony Schwartz. You probably heard of The Power of
Engagement. Yeah, totally.
And so, yeah, it's some of the similar stuff in Powerful Engagement, but it's a little bit different. One of the big principles in there is called pulsing, where, you have something where you're working really, really hard, and then you rejuvenate, re-energize, and then go back to working really, really hard. And, your comments about, at some points you have to be on balance really, really strike that, I think. It's like, you go for it really hard, but then at the same time, then you cut back and you want to re-energize and just refuel for the next one. And
yeah, I've never met a world-class champion who is who did not do the... If you really look at it, because I was thinking about this, man, I was like, man, if you look at world-class athletes, they are so dysfunctionally in one way. Like, they're extraordinary in one way. And but here's something I want to tell everyone, too, or share with everybody. I also think you need a coach on how to rejuvenate, not necessarily how to rejuvenate, but how to live. I think it's good to read books on if you're going to be a parent, read the books on how to talk to your kids and how to help guide your kids. And I think it's good to surround yourself with mentors who have cracked this code, because, I'm only 35. There's a lot of guys a lot older than me and us that have that side figured out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's good to have mentors in every area and every phase of your life. So
yeah, absolutely. All right, well, let's tackle the last part a little bit.
Yeah.
The give more, giving forward, giving back. Some people call it different things. Just this notion of giving. Is that a big part of your entrepreneurial endeavors? Is that a big part of your personal life? Is that part of your philosophy?
Yeah, it is, and I'll tell you the mistakes I made and the things that where it's kind of evolved to my current philosophy. there was a phase where anyone who asked, I said yes, and that gets old quick because it's not valued. You're there's no real end result because you're scattered.
Well, almost go back to your obligation too.
Yeah, it's just crap. Like, well, my brother's got money, so he'll be happy to sponsor. It's a tax write-off. It's like, well, yeah, why don't you give your $100 to tax write-off then? Like, that's just such stupid mentality of, like, well, he runs a business, so it's a tax write-off. Yeah, so I'm still given X amount of dollars now to get a 30%, whatever. So see what I'm saying? Like, so you can't allow other people to dictate what you give back to. My belief at this point is, when you start learning marketing, your initial response is going to be to help people with their marketing. Do not do that unless you are so freaking passionate about it and you have total control over the whole thing. My experience with that is that you're going to be dealing with people that have no idea, and you're going to be trying to teach them everything Yannick taught you in like 30 minutes, and you're just going to end up frustrated. That's just my two cents, okay? And I might have just saved you a lot of time and effort trying to help people that will never understand. They'll think you're just don't do that. So what I do now is I have a couple charities that I specifically have more than so that I have a lot of I give money to, but more importantly, I have a relationship with them, and I have the ability of sharing my creativity to help them solve problems. And the thing that I'm passionate about is helping parents with kids with cancer. Mm. And there's another local foundation that is synergistic with it. Like, they kind of work together. So that's kind of like my number one.
Is that from a personal story, or is it just something that...
No, just because, I don't know what it is, man. I mean, anything with kids and
right.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll share the listener. What happened was is every year what we do is we, for our Christmas party, I'll take the staff out shopping, and, with our team, we've had as many as 18 in-house here in Chicago. now I'm utilizing the philosophy of moving and leveraging things overseas as quickly as possible. But I take everybody shopping, and then what I do is say, hey, here's an extra $50 or $100. Go get, you know, they'd have an assignment, but for somebody, we'd sponsor families or whatever. And then last year I called up Children's Memorial Hospital here in Chicago, and I said, well, we want to sponsor the kids. And I got hooked up with them through my friend who lost a kid, who lost a daughter with cancer. What really surprised me was, and it blew me away, was that the lady said, we don't need anything for the kids, but if you guys can buy gift cards, and they gave me a list of stores, for the parents, they're the ones who need the most amount of help. And so she explained to me that, that a lot of these parents can't work, or they're on public aid or whatever the issues are, or they lost their job because they couldn't work, and they can't even put food on their table. So that became our new, charity that we were sponsoring.
Right.
And I have future goals for it that I'm not going to share, but because I'm not doing it yet. But it'd be nice to find a way to have it be like a residual. I'm looking at a couple of the businesses I'm building to where we just earmark it into the entire business so that, you know, they get a check monthly and I don't have to think about it and stuff like that. So
right.
We'll see. It's not there yet, but that's kind of the vision.
Yeah, that's great. And then the creative input, I think that's interesting too. So, you know, it's not just about the money always, but it's about sharing what your expertise is and what your one of your unique talents is. And how did that go over? How is that going over with the, you know, getting, is it like pulling teeth, convincing them to do some of the things that we know?
Well, that's
effective?
Still in, it's like, yeah, that's a good question. I mean, like, you know, I've tried working with some different, you know, or helping like in local, you know, the school board and stuff on different things, and that just doesn't really work out well. That's more of a slow process, but what it is more of a, tell me what problems the parents are facing, and let's go over some game plans on how we can solve it. Now, and I want to share this with everybody, because here's the thing. When you're looking at stuff like that, the people who are running a lot of these organizations are people making $35,000 a year, $40,000 a year, and they've had no other education than maybe being like social work, counseling, or you know, communications. And so for all of us, you know, a lot of times entrepreneurs have the unique ability of solving problems. Like, that's what we do. We just solve problems and we build value,
right.
And then that's how we get paid. And so to look at things from a totally different perspective. So I would say, again, that thing is kind of in the infancy as well. So I think that's a little bit slow. You know, it's really hard to come in somewhere and tell them that, you know, if they've been doing something for 20 years, how to do things differently.
Right. There's a right way and a wrong way, and approaching it from just being empathetic to their point of view and seeing it through their eyes a little bit is helpful.
Yeah. But I would say this, though, for everybody on the thing, because, you know, the greatest thing you can do for the entire world is to go and become impeccable and generate and make all your dreams happen and have the, like, if you're not at a place where you can really give back yet, in a bigger point, I mean, because there's bigger things I like to do that I'm not doing, I'm just not there yet, is just, you know, have the vision, have the goal, and then go build out your company or build out your marketing plan, build out your thing, make the money, and just like the wake of a boat, how it pulls forward, you know, everything else that you want to have happen will pull forward with it, but you got to get that engine rolling and get that cash machine rolling. That's got to be your number one focus. And I'd say this too, you know, with Yannick, because I know we're wrapping up here, but yeah, I mean, with Yannick and the guys he introduces you to, I would really recommend unsubscribing to like 90% of the crap that you get in your email, and stop buying crap that is promising to you, like, you know, buy the software, download it, get 7 million backlinks to your domain, and become a gajillionaire. It works for some people, but they've also figured crap out that, you know, they're doing like 10 other things simultaneously with that, and that's the game they're playing. I, you know, And none of those guys have been in internet marketing a few years. You know, the guys that know how to figure all that crap out, they're way smarter than me. So I'll let them do that crap, and I'll do things a little more strategical, a little more long term. But
yeah,
you know, it's all good.
That's great. That's probably a good spot to wrap up. You got any last thoughts on what we talked about, or anything has kind of triggered any other thoughts?
No, man. I mean, if they're listening to you, they're in the right place. I appreciate you letting me be a part of it. I would just say, you know, every time you try to bump up the ladder of wherever you're trying to be. So if you're making, just say, I'm just gonna like say you're making $40,000 a year, $300,000 a year. The only way to get to the next level is to surround yourself with people who are already there. I have a philosophy on this, or I really do. This is a sincere philosophy, is that when I ask advice from somebody who I've identified as my model or my mentor, and I get it, whether I like it or not, I do it. Mm-hmm. And because they'll never, you'll never get a piece of advice from them ever again unless you do it. And the best way to enter a group like that and to get, like, inner circle secrets, besides pain to be in them, which, but I'm talking about true, like, hey, let me show you behind the curtain, is to be someone who executes at a very fast level and is verbatim with their advice. And when they see that, I mean, I have guys that are older than me and much younger than me that when they tell me something and I go do it, I'm like, all right, I'm ready for the next portion. You get it. And that's how you earn your way into that rankings and into that group. And so, you know, I'd say
that's awesome advice. Nah, that's great. And I like, you know, whether you like it or not, if that's the advice, go try it. And that's the biggest currency that you can get to keep that relationship open. Because the people that you're asking in a mentor capacity, they're obviously extremely busy and they don't have time to really waste with people that are simply going to listen to what they have to say but not do anything.
Yeah, totally, bro. Totally.
And that's great. Yeah, that's a good one. All right, so I know you got a lot of different things going on. Is there any site or place that we should send people to?
You know, just go to edokeefe.com. I have really nothing up there. You'll see some stuff about me. I'll probably get an opt-in box up there and let people, like, I don't know. Maybe I thought about it yesterday. I'm like, maybe I'll just do it behind the scenes of that and, you know, let people see what I'm working on and what I'm doing. I'm doing a lot of crazy, not crazy stuff, really cool stuff, learning a lot of stuff. And I have two, and this is really important to understand, too. I have two guys I'm working with, Yannick, that are strategic partners that I met through Maverick.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, in a short amount of time, that are just really killer guys, and I'm learning a lot, and you know, excited about life. You know, things are great, kids are great, I always wrap up with people: just you gotta go out there and take massive action, fail on your face, and that's just so much wealth equity that 99.999% of the people are not going to do. And the last thing I'd say is always be fair to people. And if even like I've spent more money in the last year cleaning up other people's problems that either A, were affiliated through one of my companies or were joint venture partners, and I didn't go back to the JV guy. I just paid the customer and said and then I just ate it and moved on. It's a much higher level energy of life. If you're not studying anything about energy and about raising your awareness and stuff like that, I'd say jump on that as well. It's one commonality I see with all the high-level entrepreneurs. So
I mean, you know, right? Just in there is a tiny. It's a tiny thing. It's a great lesson. It's like, you know, you're the, and I do the exact same thing. If I have a joint venture that unravels and the partner isn't willing to, let's say, refund person after, you know, they technically had the refund period, then I'm like, you know, whatever. I'm eating it and I'm refunding them because they're my customer. And it's my responsibility.
Yeah.
And some people would be like, well, technically it's not this, and, you know, well, you can't get your money back. And
yeah.
It's once again, long-term versus short-term thinking, and that's great. All right, awesome. So edokeefe.com, it's edokeefe.com.
Yeah, correct.
And so people can check out what your latest adventures are, what you're up to. Maybe you'll put an opt-in box there at some point. People in behind the scenes, and look forward to seeing you real soon.
Yeah, or hit me up on Facebook and let me know. If you have any questions, you can hit me up on Facebook. I'd be happy to answer the simple question. But
nice.
All right, bro. Yeah, thanks, Yannick. Appreciate being on, man. You're the best.
All right. Yeah, I'll talk to you soon.